Welcome back to The Vibe, guys. I'm so excited to introduce this week's guest, Alina De La Vega. Alina recently launched the new must-have wellness brand, Dote, created to optimize active wellness and act as a tool to become a more powerful you. Made for bodies in motion, Dote's carefully curated lineup of products uses the most powerful, potent, and cleanest ingredients to support recovery, focus, and stress management. As someone who is very active, always on the hunt for the best recovery muscle options, I had to have her on. Active wellness has always played a large role in Alina's life. During the pandemic, she realized wellness was a necessity for many and decided to develop a holistic wellness line alongside her husband, Felipe McLean. Dote uses the highest quality of hemp-derived CBD, which they have an exclusive access due to Felipe's investment and knowledge of the cannabis industry, which is not something you often see in CBD. I'm so excited to have you on, Alina, and would love if you could introduce yourself. Anything that I may have missed, a vibe about you, who you are, where you're from, all of that.
Hi, Alexa. I'm so excited to be here with you. Thank you for the introduction. Alina De La Vega, and I was born and raised in Miami. I'm a mother of four. And like you mentioned, I gave birth to my fifth baby this year at Dote Wellness.
I was about to be like, fifth baby? And then you got me with that one. Amazing. What were you doing, if you don't mind me asking, what were you doing before Dote, besides being a mama?
I was in real estate. We have a Sotheby's franchise here in Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So I was doing that with my family.
Nice. My mom's in real estate, so I definitely know about that energy a lot. So my mom always says if you can sell, you can really do anything. So makes sense why you do what you do. So let's get right into it. Upon reading your story, you mentioned growing up, the foods that were served to you were nothing less than delicious. Platters of rice and beans, sweet pasteles, nutrition in your family equated to comfort. You mentioned that as you entered your late teens and 20s, you believed that to feel good about your body and be happy, you just had to eat less and work out more. But really, what you had to do is understand the effects of what you were putting into your body. Can you tell us about that realization you experienced?
Yes. So growing up in Miami, I was always eating rice and beans, and you always wanted people, you know, my mom always wanted to show love through food, and we were always cooking and baking and croquetas, and so it was awesome and I loved it, and I'm the same way now. But going through, you know, as a teen, you go through so many things, and you know, I was on Adderall for some time, and that suppresses your hunger, and then on the weekend you would, you know, binge eat, and then the next day and you would start feeling bad. And really just, you know, you start through your teen years and you really start to be more aware of your body, which I think girls are doing that at a younger age now. But at my time, I was during my teens, and it was just, you know, I went through the stages of trying to find a diet pill, and when I was off Adderall, what can I take to make me feel that way and suppress my hunger and work out and burn calories. And really, it was like a, you know, an up and down roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until one day that I was really 3 a.m. schooling keto, paleo, this one. And I thought to myself, you know what? I used to eat rice and beans and avocados and soups, and I felt great. And it was real food, healthy, good food. So I went back and I really did some research, and I realized that you have to look within and you have to listen to your body and you have to know what really works for you. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the diet pill or fast, you know, people trying to get fast results. It's just about really going within and understanding what, you know, I'm a picker. I realized when I did all this, I like to pick a lot. So if I have 3 big meals, I don't pick. So just little things like that, that I think were really important. It really started me on this journey of not only food, but having a relationship with the gym and with myself and understanding myself. And it just really started my journey.
I have to say one thank you for sharing just like your younger self, because I feel like a lot of people don't mention that, like, you know, taking Adderall or just like growing up and binging and not eating for 2 days or whatnot. Like, a lot of people aren't willing to like admit that. And I think that that's honestly, I'm not even going to use the word brave, because I think 75% of the girls listening here can fully say they did the exact same thing. But I think it's amazing that you're willing to be open about it, because that's like, what is life if we're not going to be open about things? Which leads me to my next thing, which is, I love how you mentioned that this whole situation not only affected your body positively, but it boosted your creativity and performance, confidence, and that to me is just really important, being able to help yourself from the inside out. I would love to hear some of the beginning moments of deeply feeling and thinking, wow, I want to feel this good all of the time. How were you able to bring that into the world, and how and when did that come for you?
So it was really when, during the pandemic, again, I was home and I was like I said, when I was younger, I always was looking for external answers. And then right. I finally said, okay. And then after that, I kind of stopped with all the diet, with everything.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I can really think. I'm not like on this like massive concentration. I can be creative. One day I can be, you know, spacey, and one day I could be super organized and concentrated. And it really helped me expand my mind and say, okay, I can do this. I'm a very creative person. Yeah. I love to think. So sometimes you do need to not be so focused. Sometimes you need those days of just like doing nothing and thinking. So that was one. And then during the pandemic, I was working out every day, and I was able to go through eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home, taking my shakes, taking, you know, drinking my caffeine, doing all the things in the order that I normally do, eating my rice and beans. And I felt so, so good, Alexa. Like, it was beyond. Besides that, I had my body transformed. I could just feel it inside, how clear I was thinking. I was sleeping well. I was taking my melatonin.
Oh, that's the best.
And it hit the best. And I was like, this is how everybody should feel. This is health.
Yeah, like, that was the moment that you were like, wow. It feel like, after, I'm sure, like, a couple of weeks being like, wait, I feel great. Because, you know, it doesn't, like, it's not like you wake up one morning, you're like, wow, I feel so much better. It's like, after, like, a week, you're like, wait, this feels really, really good. Exactly. Any advice on, like, because for me, I think the hardest part about, like, getting, like, in a healthier food vibe is, like, for me, I think it's just, like, so hard to keep up with it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, right. You know, it's almost like, it's like taking a pill. They say the pill doesn't affect you for 3 weeks. Like, it doesn't actually take into your system. So what's your advice for if you're not starting like a new meal? Like, what is your advice for like sticking to it? Because for me, it's so hard to be like, Alexa, you're not going to eat past 9 o'clock anymore. And I'm like, every night at like 8:58, I'm like, you have 2 minutes left, Lex. You've got 2 minutes. Go for it really hard. So like, what is your advice? Because I really do think there is a lot to be said about eating like what it feels comfortable for you. Like, what feels good, like what is enough for you, rather than overdoing it and feeling that like full salacious. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally get it. And I think it's actually not giving yourself so many restrictions. There's no restrictions for me anymore. It's not like, you know, last night I went to go pick up my son in the Grove and I said, oh, you know what? I want a tequila. I'm in the mood for it. Then I make a little bit better choices at the table.
So totally.
It's just not about restrictions. I think that a lot of people are always trying to say, okay, I'm not going to eat this, and I'm not going to eat this, and I'm not going to eat past this time, and I'm not... And it's Sunday, and they wait for Sunday to come to eat, and then on Sunday you eat the entire world.
Right.
It's like, no, I love sushi, and I eat it, and I try to make the best choices when I'm doing it, but it's just knowing what works for you and what foods, you know, either you feel cause inflammation, or it's just really listening to yourself and not restricting. I realized that I was a picker, so I know now that I have to eat 3 meals, because if I go without eating, whether it's small, big, or whatever it may be, but... if not at 5 o'clock, whatever you put in front of you.
But even that, that's like so great that you figured that out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to figure out what my thing is that's keeping me from just like, I'm not going to say being normal, but just like, you know, like not overdoing it after like a, like just like changing my patterns, because I am also, I'm 31 years old. I'm getting older too. Like, I think about that my metabolism, even though I may look one way, I have to remember the inside of me. So I too just like struggle with that of like, I'll have like 5 days of being amazing and then be like, I'm gonna go get Shake Shack at 10 p.m. tonight. Let's just ruin the whole situation. No, but it's hard. It can be really, really hard. And obviously, this conversation is gonna lead me into DOTE and all of the things. But I do think it's really hard.
It is. It is. And it's like I said, I tell people all the time, don't be hard on yourself, because I didn't just wake up one day, like you said, and say, and I still, it's still, you know, I'm still constantly testing things and trying things and listening. But the most important thing is to listen to your body.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, look within. Yeah. There's no answers. Nobody has the answers but you.
Right.
And you know what you know, and if you can't figure it out, journal. But as long as you're just constantly trying to find the answers or try, I think is the most important thing. And that I'm just consistently trying, and I want to better myself, even with workouts. You know, there's days that I take power and I'm like, you know what, I'm not in the mood to feel like so pumped. I want to take focus, and I just kind of want to get through this nice easy workout because my body is asking me. So it's every day being aware of yourself, of your body, looking within, and just kind of not being so hard. The most important is not being hard on yourself and learning who you are and what makes you, you know, what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
I feel like that's like your ethos. I feel like that's like the ethos of DOTE, and I'm excited to actually get into that now. So let's get into the products. The full product line includes a topical relieve muscle cream, which I've been using, and like truly I'm almost done. It's amazing. A calm tincture along with dream, focus, and power supplements that will help you sleep better, recover faster, and train stronger. Can you give us a vibe, a one-off of what each of these are like, just for the viewers to listen and understand before maybe they get their hands on this? Would love for you to get into it. Yeah. All of your products. Yeah.
So power is, I call it my pre-workout, which is one of the problems that I was having. I was trying to find a clean pre-workout and there wasn't. So I created this really, it has L-theanine, and which kind of calms you. It doesn't give you those jitters. It's just and then you have the caffeine. So it helps you with endurance, mm-hmm. with the healthy body flow, blood flow, weight gain, motivation. And it just kind of gives you that energy that you need without the jitters. So this for me is like my pre-workout, power through a workout.
Love it.
I'm obsessed. Then relief, like you mentioned, which it's a pain relief, you know, it's for your muscle recovery, but you can really use it for anything.
Yeah.
And I yesterday I was wearing a pair of shoes. I was going to post about this before the and my foot, I don't know what happened. It was one of these shoes with one, and my foot got all red and I couldn't sleep because of the pain, and I rubbed it all on, and I promise you within 20 minutes I felt so much better. So it has,
I believe you.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I put this morning on, I can actually walk. So it has menthol, black pepper oil. It's great for inflammation. It reduces swelling. It really, really is amazing. It helps with the blood circulation. I really use it whenever I need it throughout the day, but I try to use it before workout, because a lot of people don't realize that you can use it before a workout, even if you don't have pain there at the moment, because it warms up those muscles.
Yep. It's like if no one has ever like used these creams before, it's like, it's not an icy hot feeling at all, but it's like that sensation of like, I would say like a Tiger Balm icy hot, but no icy hot. It's like hard to explain, but it's like a sensation. It's like a quick cooling sensation, and then it just like relieves into your body. So if you just weren't aware of what it feels like, it feels really refreshing. to put it lightly, it feels very refreshing.
And that was the kind of the point. I didn't want it to be so hot, because when you work out, it also heats up more.
Right.
Yeah, so that was important.
I also have to tell you, your packaging is something that I love so much, because it matches all of my other favorite, like, items that I use in my bathroom, so it couldn't be more perfect. So I just had to personally say, on the branding aspect, you did, like, a beautiful, beautiful, clean, aesthetic job. I love it. Like, I love it. It looks so good. It looks so good. Also, the gua sha tool, I know you'll get into it, but, like, I don't know if you're supposed to use this on your stomach, but I've been gua sha-ing my stomach with it. and just going down. It's just like so different. This gua sha tool, it's like it, you can like put all four of your fingers in it and like actually like move it. It's like a, if you could visualize a knuckle brass like thing, like a holder, that's what it's like. But you can like actually get into like your, like, I'm like pressing into my leg. You can press like into your like leg muscles and like really like lymphatic drainage. And I just like think it's amazing. Like amazing.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's like one of my favorite. Next month we're going to do it with it's actually going to be a gift with purchase.
Oh, it's great.
So yeah, I actually dig it into my neck when I'm driving and I have a headache.
No, it's like the size. I haven't like felt one that was that big, and it's like really, I love how this conversation's going. I haven't felt one that's that big. No, but really, I haven't, and it's like so good. And I would love to know like what materials you use for that too, because it's also like sturdy. You can tell it's like good material. And obviously I want you to get along with the dream, the focus and whatnot, if you want to go into that first before we get back into.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about Focus, which I love, and yes, so many people love it as well. It has ginseng, B12, ashwagandha, cordyceps, L-tyrosine, and it just has an amazing blend of nootropics for cognitive enhancers. Mm-hmm. So it really just, where a lot of people ask me, what's the difference between power and focus? And I said, power really is that kick. And of course, when you have that kick, you're going to be a little bit more focused. But with power, it really, you feel, and everybody that has been taking it tells me, and the more you take it, the more they feel it. It's just, I feel that I'm awake, and I feel that I can just get so much stuff done.
Yeah.
And it really, that's really what it is. So for me, like I said, I work out a lot, so I take power in the morning, but sometimes I'll mix one power, one focus, or I'll take power in the morning early and then I'll take focus midday. So it really is that pill, and it's not that I'm trying to replace Adderall, because I'm not, because of course, you know, one is very strong, but this, if you take it through time, you really see how these mushrooms and these bioactives really get you to focus. And yeah, I think that for me is really important, because a lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so that's focus. And then dream, which is my nighttime essential. I take it every single night. It regulates your body, your internal body. It improves your sleep quality. And what I like about it is that it's not one of these that it makes you fall asleep really fast and then you wake up in the morning. Throughout the night. It kind of puts you to sleep. Someone the other day was telling me, oh, this dream doesn't work. And then literally 45 minutes, 30 minutes later, they're like, out. So it takes a little bit to kick in, but once it kicks in, it keeps you asleep throughout.
But that's
the night,
kind of the best way to like, I feel like, introduce anyone into anything, is like, not when you like almost like get someone nervous, they're like, this isn't gonna work, and then it like it takes us, like, it's bad. It's like kind of drinking. It's like you should have a couple of drinks before you get like drunk. Like you should have give yourself 45 minutes to go to bed. For me, I would think about it like, if I want to go to bed by 9:30, I would take it at like 8:30, and like, you know what I mean, like that's how I would probably think about it, knowing it, like, you know, things don't happen like that usually, unless you're like taking tequila shots back and forth. But that's the whole point of like nighttime. And I feel like, you know, like that should be the dream. It should be like a slow progression into getting it, slowly getting into bed and almost like slowing down.
Correct. Yeah. And staying asleep, because sometimes if you fall asleep fast, but you wake up. So the person that said that to me said, oh my gosh, but I didn't wake up for the first time ever. I didn't wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And that's exactly the point. So the point is to fall asleep.
The story of my life.
Yeah.
The story. I'm like, can you relieve that? Can you relieve having to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? And then I think, did you get into power?
I did. That was the first
one. That was the first one.
Yeah, so I'm missing calm.
Yeah, get into calm. Tell us about calm, and then I have a question to ask.
So Calm is our CBD CBN tincture, and it is amazing. It actually tastes great. A lot of people ask about the taste. I personally love the taste. I think it's wonderful. And I have two. I have the little one in my purse all the time, and it just kind of whenever I feel that I'm, you know, those times that you feel that you're about to get really anxious or something happens, and I just kind of put a dropper in my mouth throughout the day whenever I need it. And a lot of times, and one of the things that I realized in the pandemic was cortisone levels play a huge role in your weight. And if the higher, you know, the more stress you have in your life, the more cortisone you have.
Right.
And that, when that's so high, it's hard to lose fat. So for me, you know, taking the tincture throughout the day and really keeping my stress levels at bay really has, I've seen such a change in my life. So I do that throughout the day, and I always have one next to my nightstand because it pairs really well with Dream. So I'll take some drops right before bed, right, and then take my Dream. So that is like my go-to.
You know, it's so fascinating. I've talked to so many women, and I would say, like, after the age of 30, every woman talks about cortisol levels, and it's so crazy how, like, before that age, I never heard about it, like, ever in my life. But I swear, every woman over the age of 30 is like, it's crazy if your cortisol levels are, like, it's just, like, part of, like, the lingo now, you know what I mean? It's like, if you don't know what cortisol is, but it really is so crazy how your hormones and whatnot really affect weight gain and weight change and your mood, obviously, generally as well. It's so crazy. So anyone listening, if you haven't heard it in probably the last 12 episodes, get your cortisol levels checked, because that is something that a lot of people, like, will be like, I work out, I eat clean, I do this, I do that. And I'm like, but have you checked XYZ? And I'm no expert. This is just from, like, my information that I've gathered from everyone. I'm like, but maybe you should get this checked. And usually that ends up being, like, the biggest thing. And obviously, like, gut health and whatnot and how you've taken care of your body throughout the years. But no, it's so, I just had to point that out, that cortisol levels, like, really make such a difference in, like, your stress. And stress is something that I think people think you can, you know, I think people look at stress sometimes and they think, like, oh, that'll make me, like, more, like, it's fine to be stressed, I'll be more thin, I'll be this, I can work through it, I can manage through it. But, like, stress really, like, will eat you alive and, like, will only make you an unhealthier person. Like, stress doesn't help with your sleep, stress doesn't, like, make us more, like, cognitively friendly people. Stress is not, like, something that makes the world turn round. Do you know what I mean? So it's so important that if you hear this, I hope you take cortisol really into effectiveness. If that's something that you're noticing, maybe, like, everything you're trying isn't really working, maybe get that checked out on a deeper level. The same way that you're, like, really check yourself inside. Like, we really mean, like, deeply, like, within your soul, within your heart, within, like, what's actually in, like, your blood. So I actually wanted to ask something, and this may be silly to you, but I think it's super fascinating, and I think, obviously, you guys have done a great job, but what is it like working alongside your husband? Because I say this because, one, I think when it's something wellness-y, it's a lot easier to grow together. But I also have to say, it is remarkable to see a couple working together and doing something that's for the betterment. That you said you have four children, that this is obviously a beautiful thing to set a standard for them to work together, to do something that's good for others, for the community. And I just love to know what it's like to work together and what you feel like you both kind of offer that the other lacks, and, you know, how it works. Because I think that's something that's super, you don't see that often.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really been amazing. And it was during the pandemic, because we have a business in Las Vegas, and he was always going and coming back. And so we were, you know, always, you know, I say living together, but really not connecting, because life and work and kids and all of that. And during the pandemic, we were just here, and he was working from the dining room table, and we would sit and we would talk, and he would get shipments and we would talk about that, which, you know, a bunch of CBD. And it was just so nice to sit and really connect and talk and share everything. You know, we have a lot of things in common, and I think that is really a big thing in relationships, having things in common. We like the same things, we like to do the same things, we're both super active and intense, you know.
That's
we're on
great.
The boat, and we're not just on the boat, we're e-surfing or paddle boarding.
I just started wake surfing.
It's the best. So we're always, like, on to something. And so that for me is a big thing that couples like to do the same thing. And also, just the communication, we were able to sit and talk and really, you know, dive into this whole wellness thing. And I've, you know, this has been a passion of mine for so long. And I think that him being away, traveling so much, and, you know, we would talk about it, but when we really sat down at the table, it was like, well, yeah, I feel the same way. And yes, and CBD, and, you know, all those little conversations that go in. And that's how it kind of started.
That's so nice. And it's just been like a, like, I guess what I wanted to ask also is, like, how do you guys delegate? Like, I know he's more in the cannabis community, so he's able to, like, get you better CBD quality. Like, what is it that you offer that's a little, you know what I mean? Like, what is your guys' yin to the yang that, like, makes this cohesive? Because you can't be two of the same people, you know what I mean? Obviously, one of you has to be really good here, and one has to be really good here.
So I think that's 100% right. What you're saying. I am the creative... I see it, this is what he is, I see it, you sound like my mom.
I see it, it's right there.
And he is the numbers guy, so
got
I think
it.
that is where we really complement each other, because sometimes, like you said, we can't do it all, and I'm so aware of that, and I know my, you know, my positive qualities and what I lack, and really the numbers part for me is I do it and I know it, but it's not what excites me.
100%. No, I always say to everyone, I'm like, admin is just not my thing. Like, I'll do it if I have to, but am I passionate about it? No.
And he is. So that's, I think, what really, I respect his opinion. I, you know, whatever he says to me, I respect it. I know that if he's saying it for the right reason. So whenever we have our weekly meetings, I come in with all the creative and he comes in with all the numbers and all of that. So, and all the expertise on the cannabis and the, all that part of it. So I think that that's really where we find the balance between it. And he really, the most important thing is that he respects also my opinion and my vision and what I see. And neither of us are trying to burn each other's fire. I'm pushing him to grow and light his fire on one side, and he's lighting my fire on the other side. And then we kind of go our ways, and then when we come together with what we both hold, you know, like both of our strengths.
Yeah.
So we come together with, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is what you're doing, this is my advice, this is my advice to you, and then we kind of just work through that, and that's what's really, really nice.
I really love that, and I think that that's just an important thing to put out. I mean, even when people say they work with their, like, parents or whatever it is, I'm like, what's that like?
That's probably harder.
Yeah, no, I have to say, I think working with your parent is harder, but you never know. You never know. Like, I don't know what your husband does, and that's why I go into these blindly, because I'm like, you never know what anyone does. You never know if it can be super easy or difficult, but I think it's a beautiful thing to hear you say that you both really respect each other's opinions, and you both know what each other has to offer or doesn't have to offer, or like what it may be. And I think that, you know, with when going into a company, I think a lot of people get worried doing it with like your sister or your best friend or whoever it may be, but sometimes I feel like you should be trust your gut and trust what each other, like, I love that you were like, I know what he's really good at and this is what I'm good at, and we don't step on each other's toes, and we both want to have each other's fire and just like be together as one when we unite, but like still be opposite forces. And I think that's so important in relationships, to always like have your own things going on where you're not like always depending or questioning or whatnot. Even I love how you said your weekly meetings, like it's not like every day you're like, babe, what about this XYZ, it's like, I'm sure you write down a list of the things you need to get done, talk about it with him in person, not like, you know, blowing up his phone. Like, you respect him,
right?
You respect his time, you respect him, what he does also. Like, I think that that's really, really important, because I think when you have a passion like this, there's a good chance both of you are going to have another job, do you know what I mean, besides this one job. So it's really important that you do respect that, and it's so important that he respects you also, because it's also not easy being the creative in it and like also seeing a vision and hoping that it will come to life. That's also a lot on your back too. So to have that, like, so to have each other just respect each other and be good with each other, that's just, that obviously leads to the feeling of knowing that success is going to come your way for sure. So one of the last things I have to ask is, what are your hopes for the future of DOTE? Like, what can we expect? What's next? What's on the horizon?
So there's a couple things cooking, and I will leave that for a surprise
okay. for everyone. any time range of when we could know, like in the fall, in the winter?
Probably in the fall. Great. Yeah, in the fall. But for me, DOTE overall is more than just any product that I would come out with It's more for me about, it's a community for people that, you know, I feel, one of the things that I really feel in my heart is that there's always a stereotype, right, of the yogi or the vegan or the hardcore HIIT or the, you know, CrossFit. And I feel that I want to kind of put, you know, in my platform, what I want to do is I want to show people that you can do yoga. You can be vegan sometimes if you feel like not eating meat. You can eat meat if it's good quality meat.
Yeah.
You can do whatever feels right for you. There's no right or wrong. You don't have to only be vegan. You don't only have, you know, and if that works, if being vegan works for you, great. So for me, DOTE is about finding you and finding what works for you. And that's why I want to create this community to give people access to the people that I either work with or train with or have in my life or know or like. Because if you, you know, the more you know, the more you can grow and the more that you can educate yourself. And
knowledge is power, baby. I say it all the time. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Like I did an Ayurvedic workshop, and no, I'm not going to become Ayurvedic, but there was so many things that I took from it. And there's so many things that I learned from it. I've had Buddhist monks in my house doing mandalas that changed my life. It doesn't mean that I have to dive into Buddhism.
Totally.
There's so many that I take from it. So I think that giving, like, that's kind of how I've grown, taking a little bit of everything and creating my own reality and what works for me. So I want to give that to the world, and I want to be able to have people find what works for them. So DOTE for me is really a community, and of course I'm going to come out with awesome new products, but
well, I hope you know on the community side, I hope you know one, how grateful. I mean, I didn't mention this in the podcast at all, even though everyone knows me, but I do teach yoga for a living. So this is something that is such a big part of recovery, is something that's such a big part of my life, mentally and physically. Obviously, it's not just the physical thing. And even when you guys reached out to me probably a month or so ago, if community is what you're finding, I think you're finding the right people, because it's people like me who do want to be part of those mandala ceremonies, who do want to know more about Ayurvedic eating. I actually did a seminar on it, and I was like, I should eat with the seasons. Again, I only did it for like 3 weeks. I should have done it a lot. You know what I mean? I'm like, I got to stick to something. But no, I think that what you're doing is really amazing, and I think you are finding people who do vibe with what you're cultivating and who do want those same things. Like, if you texted me and said, hey, I'm having a shaman come over tonight, do you want to come? I would literally be there in my sweats in 2 seconds. So I think it really is also, it's also like, it also takes like one person to open up other people's minds that there's just another world out there, that we're that so much more exists beyond just this, and so many portals that we can keep opening our mind and our health and our, I say this all the time, health is wealth. Like, if you're not healthy, you're literally poor to me. Like, you just are. The end 100%. Of the story. And it's not in a financial way. It's like you just poorly take care of yourself. You don't care. And I also think the beauty of DOTE is that you're always caring about yourself, even in the moments that you're going to bed, in the moments that you're working out, in the moments that you're not, in the moments that you're in a car, maybe at school pickup, getting anxious to get your kids. You're like, okay, I need some CBD. I need a moment. It's like so important to, and I mention those moments specifically because I feel like people think in those moments, and like a moment of being in stress in a car or about to see someone, like, you shouldn't be taking CBD. CBD is meant for any moment of the day. You can put that in your tea. You can put it in someone else's tea without them knowing. It's lit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is
I actually had someone ask me that. Can I drug my mom with this?
No, like, you actually can. So it's one of those things that, you know, it really is so beautiful that you are bringing it into the world. And I feel really lucky that I was able to talk to you and get a vibe of this, because I've been using it for the last week or so, and I really love it. And again, I love the aesthetic. I love the branding, everything you did. I love the feel of the bottles. I'm like, what she did, even the samples. I'm like, even the samples of these are like so well done and so well made. And I'm somebody who's a big, if you look at any of my sweats or anything, they're ridiculously expensive, but it's just because I care so much about the quality. Yeah, I care quality over quantity all the time. And I'm just like, I hate to be a book, judge a book by its cover, but I always judge products by how they look. And I'm like, she really did like the matting right. All of it's just done really, really sleek and nice. And I just want to say that. And I obviously just think you're super awesome. I think it's so cool that you and your husband have like collabed together. I think it's amazing the community you are building. And I hope you'll take my number after this, and when you do have those crazy moments or events or anything, I want to be part of that, because that's stuff that honestly, like, I just moved here a couple months ago. I'm still looking for friends here, and if more people have reached out to me saying, like, I don't need to go to live on a Saturday night. I need to go to the nearest breathwork class. Like, I would like to go have rice and beans with you and then take a sleep pill. Like, that sounds beautiful to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like stuff like that's the kind of, they say your vibe attracts your tribe, and I really do feel like we were meant to meet for a reason. And hey, like I said, I don't have many Miami friends, so hopefully I create one in these last 40 minutes.
I love it. Thank you so much. It was such an honor. And it's true what you said. It's surrounding yourself with people like you. I would love to do yoga with you.
Please, let's do it. I want to, after this, we'll exchange numbers and whatnot, but I loved having you on the vibe. I'm so excited for Dode. I can't wait to try those. I have all the pills set aside. I'm going to give those a try. I'll let you know how they go for me. And I absolutely think everyone should try Dode. And I will leave all the description details below in the description box. Have a good one, guys.